This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated ISKCON temple at Khargar, Navi Mumbai yesterday. The Prime Minister also offered prayers. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohanji temple reflects the entire tradition of spirituality and knowledge. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy CM Eknath Shinde were also present on the occasion. Speaking after inauguration, the Prime Minister said that India is a vibrant land and vibrant culture. He added that the consciousness of our culture is spirituality. He further said that if one wants to understand India, they have to first assimilate spirituality. He said that the foundation of our spiritual culture is the spirit of service to humanity. India and Singapore yesterday discussed cooperation in semiconductors, industrial parks, skilling, digitalization and trade development. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held meeting with the visiting President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, as the two countries celebrate 60 years of bilateral relations, he is confident that Singapore President's visit will add new momentum to India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu today at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. Mr. Shanmugaratnam is on a 5-day visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This is his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. President Tharman will also visit Odisha on Friday and Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 19th of January. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till 17th of this month. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Odisha government formally announced the implementation of the National Education Policy NEP 2020 in the state yesterday. The Odisha School and Mass Education SNME department issued a notification in this regard. A notification issued by the SNME department said, after careful consideration in the interest of strengthening the educational system in the state, the government is pleased to order that the National Education Policy 2020, as issued by the Ministry of Education MOE, Government of India, will be implemented in the state of Odisha. The department also declared that the National Curriculum Framework will be adopted in the state along with the NEP 2020. The first meeting of the Arunachal Pradesh Cabinet for the year 2025, chaired by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, yesterday decided to recommend to the Government of India the proposal to set up 100-seat medical college and 420-bedded hospital at Namsai under the Aspirational District Programme. In a major decision to enhance financial viability of large hydropower projects rejuvenated through MOAs with Central Public Sector Undertaking, CPSUs, the State Cabinet approved the grant of SGST reimbursement concessions for the Territory's second hydroelectric project, 700 MW, and the Kamala Hydroelectric Project, 1720 MW. The Territory 2 HEP located on the Siam River in the Shiyomi district, and the Kamala HEP is located on the Kamala River in the upper Subansiri district. Amid the deteriorating air quality in national capital, the Commission of Air Quality Management has decided to impose action under Graded Response Action Plan, and that is the end of this news bulletin.